producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Tuesday the 27th, I'm Doug, he's Ken, and Kara is at the controls in our studio in Washington, here to believe what we want to believe, go where we want to go, do what you want to do. What a wild ride, yeah. And basically, everything is about choices in life, isn't it? When you get right down to it, you have chosen what you do, Kenny, and how you do it. You've chosen where to live. You've chosen with whom to live. Mm-hmm. Ever feel like your life is out of control and you can't make choices, or your choices are made for you, or you think you really are in charge of who you are and what you do?
I think I'm in charge for the most part. Well, you know, when my wife Lisa lets me be in charge. But, you know, when I haven't gotten enough sleep, and my judgment isn't as good as it should be, I feel like things slip out of control.
Ah. All right, well, we better give you enough time to have a good rest then. We don't want things in your life to feel like they're out of control. They're enough out of control in the real world. This business from the parade over the weekend, the woman who drove around the barricade, ran through the light, drove over a police motorcycle, crashed into the crowd, charged with murder. 25-year-old Adashia Chambers has been in two mental facilities, apparently, in the last month or so. And they can't do anything for her, so they said. What's that all about? Background-wise, otherwise, her father has been trying to take care of her. So why didn't her father take her driver's licenses or privileges or the car away from her if he was concerned about her? I don't know enough about this to do anything other than speculate. But speculate I will, because speculate is what we do when we have conversations about things. My thinking would have been that it would have been smarter. Now that it's Tuesday, we can do Monday morning quarterbacking, I guess. Take the car away if you're really concerned about her. But what else do I not see and or hear or think about this that I should be thinking about, Kenny? You think there's something I'm missing here?
I don't know. I think there's still a lot that we don't know. But obviously this was somebody who was very troubled and needed some help and wasn't getting it.
And kept being told there was nothing else they could do.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so is that the case? Let's move to another situation where we have the police, black victim, quote-unquote, white officer. I don't know whether this is, I don't know whether we know enough about this either to understand what was going on at the party, party in quotation marks. School resource officer seeing confrontation with a student. Number one trending item on Twitter. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. I don't know what we have monitoring our social media site, but this video circulated widely yesterday shows Deputy Ben Fields, an officer at a high school in Columbia, South Carolina, violently removing a female student from her desk. He's now on administrative leave, won't return to the school. How many of these incidents and cases was Columbia? That was where all the bad weather was, wasn't it? A couple of weeks ago, we have the manager and the owner of the radio station call us. Wasn't that in Columbia?
Yeah, I think it was.
Why don't we put a call into him? See what more we can find out about this so that I won't find myself feeling foolish because I don't know the whole story.
If you're listening, give us a call.
Why not? Kevin, help yourself. 888-302-3684. Let's find out. I want to know, excuse me, what really happened here. Don't you want to know? there's a lot of shock and amazement at the force used in these videos. The girl did not comply with the officer's demands. So is this the appropriate response? 888-302-3684. Was it? There is so much of this stuff. And somebody reminded me yesterday in an email, this is called the Good Day Program. So how come we have so much of this kind of conversation? And I've wrestled with this for years. What do I do? What's the right combination? What's the right way of presenting you with information that other people are talking about and giving you my opinion? Kenny can give you his opinion. Other people on the program can give you their opinion about what's going on. But it still doesn't change what's going on. Do we need to know why? This is my question. Excuse me, in terms of what I saw led me to believe that this was overdone by the police officer. That's what I get out of looking at the video. So, okay, that's my take on it. Somebody else might have a different take depending on your what your life is all about and what influences your life. And then there is the so-called Ferguson effect on this. The director of the FBI thinks that the Ferguson effect is a real thing. The idea that police are hesitant to do their jobs because of the backlash of the police shooting incidents. Yesterday, we're talking about the FBI director saying that police in many of these communities are just not doing their job. And I took Baltimore as an example of what a horrible reality the police find themselves in, a situation where or the ones who want to do their job don't feel like they can because many of the officers don't want to because they don't think they're being supported. Well, you know what? Get the hell out of Baltimore and go someplace where you can do your job. Don't just stand there. Don't take a check and not do anything because you're just, you don't like it because you're not being supported. There's a chill wind blowing through law enforcement in the United States, says the FBI director, and he's right. Because there are too many police officers who are poorly trained, they aren't paid well, and they don't get the kind of support that they need to get. This is a complex world that we live in, even in communities like Ferguson. Not big, but yet the population is mixed, and there are different stories. People have different histories. Like it or not, we don't all have the same nice 1950s Pleasantville upbringing that I grew up with. Because that's how I remember it. Wasn't that movie called Pleasantville? Can you remember that movie? About life in the 50s in America? That's what I grew up. That was me. I grew up in the 1950s in America, in the town where I still live, across the street from where I live now. And I don't ever remember confronting anything other than when I got to high school, a student named Peter Olson. I was just telling Meredith this story the other day. This kid was really disturbed, mentally disturbed. He shouldn't have been in school. He should have been someplace being helped. But he wasn't, because it wasn't the appropriate thing to do. It was up to parents, and the parents didn't care. Father was in jail. Mother was a drunk. So what's going to happen with this kid? He's going to become exactly what he became. Trouble. Trouble and troubled. And there's a whole lot of that now. Maybe there is this excuse, or maybe there's that reason. But you know what? It still is a crazy world. So how do you make the best of it? How do you take this wild ride that we're on? What do you choose for yourself? Some people, maybe this Adacia Chambers couldn't prove for herself. What do we know about her background as a child? Was she abused? Did she have a drug problem when she was a child? And if she did, why? I don't really care. It doesn't make much difference. There are just really strange things in the world. And somehow or other, you got to deal with them. Or not succeed. Don't you want to be a success? I want to be a success. Kenny, you want to be a success?
Certainly.
You've learned how to deal with all of the various vagaries? You think you're lucky? Do you think you worked at it?
Both.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I worked at it. I work dog. I don't take credit. I don't even think about it much. But when I do think about it, I think, geez, I've worked pretty hard to get where I am. That's just my story. And I'm betting most of you, if not many of you, have worked hard to get to where you are. And when you see this sort of thing, these sort of crazy, off-the-handle just realities that some people live in, you think, why in the world, when there is so much to be thankful for, do we have such craziness? And a lot of it has to do with things that we don't understand. If I told you that I thought astrology, where you were born, how you were born, what time you were born, affected you, you'd say, that guy's crazy. However, if you look at the moon this weekend and last night, and you see how big it is, and you then think, well, maybe look at the tides and how swollen the waters have been of the Atlantic and the Pacific in the last, well, actually a couple of months because of the two big super moons. You don't think that affects the water that's in your system? The water, you're 70% water. You don't think the moon affects your system? I sure think it does. 18 past the hour, food for thought here on Good Day.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save it responsibly.
Get your Pliny card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want
a great deal. With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll always get the lowest price.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll get more tech for less. Staples, make more happen.
Price match valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
Staples has more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day, plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? At the same time, over 40% of all sports, concert, and theater tickets go unsold. So how come we're all paying so much when so many seats go empty? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, we guarantee you'll save on great sports, concert, and theater tickets. And we're not talking about last-minute nosebleed seats to events you don't want to see, but millions of great seats for the best events, days, weeks, even months in advance. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever. There are lots of places to buy tickets, but if you really want to save, then check out ScoreBig.com.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 2255, and we'll take an additional $30 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 2255.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's 23 after the hour now. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Time for us to lighten it up a little bit. Some of the monologues from the late night shows, that's what happens in this portion of this hour of the Good Day program. And then we have some other audio from the daytime shows. Let's start with Conan. He's always doing this. Conan O'Brien, joking about a Donald Trump Halloween costume.
One of the top Halloween costumes this year is Donald Trump.
That's a big...
Yeah, that makes sense. Which is why this year the phrase trick-or-treat has been replaced with give me a Kit Kat or I'll deport you.
Really? All right. That's not my neighborhood. Maybe yours, Kenny, but not mine. All right. Stephen Colbert joking about what researchers found inside of hot dogs.
Researchers... Harvard. Researchers somewhere studied 75 brands of hot dogs and found that 2% of them contain human DNA. Yeah. So the good news is 2% of hot dogs contain meat. I guess my bologna really does have a first name.
Ooh. Oscar Mayer.
Wow.
All right, food for thought, pardon the pun. Here's Seth Meyers.
Happy birthday to Hillary Clinton, who turned 68 today. It was the first time anyone has ever blown out the candles on a birthday cake, and nobody wondered what they wished for.
That's funny. Last night, Meredith gave me, because she's going away for a couple of weeks, and we won't be together on my birthday, she gave me a pie and a cake together, and had a candle on it, and I blew out the candle after making a wish, and she knew what the wish was. I knew what I was going to wish for. Do you always make a wish on your birthday?
Sometimes. I don't know if I always do.
Well, it's a good thing. Actually, every day should begin with a wish, I think. Thanks and a wish for the day. All right, let's see what Ellen has joked about here on her program yesterday. New slang words being used as part of our language.
You know, every year new words and phrases enter our language. Did you know that? Well, they do. Last year we had the word twerking, and now we know what that means, and we're all better off because of it. This year there's a whole new set of phrases and slang terms. So I thought I would teach you some phrases that are popular this year. Since these are slang terms, I'm going to use the Urban Dictionary. If you don't know what the Urban Dictionary is, it's like Webster's Dictionary if Webster was a drunk girl. Let's see the first word. On fleek. The quality of being perfect or on point. Let's see the next one. Netflix and chill. What it means is sex.
Ah. All right. I always think about her and whether it's really funny or she's just making a point that not everybody gets. Wendy Williams is pretty good when it comes to making points. Here she answers a audience member's question about getting plastic surgery.
Next year is my 40th anniversary high school reunion, and I want to look really good and really skinny like I was when I was 18. It's in May of next year.
Okay, so you have quite a bit of time to do. What are you doing?
What I want to do, I've done some research and some quick weight loss surgery in Mexico.
Oh.
It's very reasonable. And my family just doesn't want me to do it, and I don't know why. Should I do it anyway?
I have no problem with plastic surgery, but I do have a problem with plastic surgery when you have to leave your zip code area. If you get a complication with your plastic surgery, you have to fly back to Mexico. Maybe you can't even sit up. Maybe you're rotting or bleeding or whatever. You know, I think that you have time to lose the weight on your own. Honestly, I think that, you know, your goal is reunion. So set yourself some goals. Maybe join a gym. And as far as plastic surgery, I'm still not against it, but just don't go out of the country for it.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014, same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crep Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Well, I'm here to drink the coffee.
Morning, Dan. Hey, isn't it a little early for a Halloween costume?
Why, no. Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members millions of dollars in surprise points to use towards purchases on costumes and decorations.
Wow.
The scariest part? These points expire October 31st.
I should check my surprise points online.
Surprise points are good for in-store or online.
Yeah, here's your coffee. Hey, don't bite the lid with your fangs.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to join us in a few minutes with some cutting-edge information on the fats that are bad for you and what you do with them. There's some pretty interesting information, things that are linked to cancer, these processed meats. What do we do with that information? Jack will have that for us in a few minutes. Kenny Kessler, Doug, and now we're joined by, Dr. Kevin Cohen. Maybe I could call him Professor Cohen. How's that? You like Dr. Cohen?
I don't think either apply.
Really? Okay.
I think just regular schlub.
No. El Professore. El Doctore. Kevin Cohen owns the radio station that we're on in Columbia, South Carolina, The Point. And the point of this call is to talk about, and this is the second time we've talked to you in a month. Last time we talked to you, It was about the flooding, the wild weather. Now a wild incident in a high school of 2,000 in your community of Columbia, South Carolina. Number one trending item on Twitter today is this school resource officer who confronts a student in a way that seems to be overkill. That's my read on it as I go through what I can see and hear. Kevin, you're there. What's the scoop, the scuttlebutt from your corner of the world where this actually happened?
Well, we all know what's happened, Doug, when it comes to law enforcement and videos and how viral, how quickly these things happen to expand and grow. There's now three versions of the video that have made it to the Internet. So a little different perspective from depending on how you see it. But, yeah, obviously there's a lot of force being used. The school resource officer, Ben Fields, has been put on administrative leave for right now while the sheriff is on his way back from a conference in Chicago. This sheriff's department and this specific sheriff happen to have a phenomenal reputation everywhere in South Carolina. This is one department that is highly, highly respected, more so maybe than any other in all of South Carolina. This sheriff is decorated and very, very by the book. So I think there's going to be swift discipline if they determine it necessary for this school resource officer, Ben Fields. But I will say this. There's two things that stand out, Doug. One is that you don't see a whole lot on the video before the actual incident. And so you don't know just how many times she was ordered to get out of the chair, and the fact that they even had to call the resource officer from the office down in the first place because the student wouldn't listen to the teacher. And the other thing you don't see is, do you notice if you watch the video, the other students are not all riled up when he pulls her out of the desk. It's not even that surprising, it seems like. They all stay pretty calm. I found that really interesting in watching the video several times. So I think, yeah, obviously it looks bad when you have a very large hulking officer ripping a high school student out of a desk. But I'm trying to tell everybody to take a deep breath and keep it calm, and we'll figure it out pretty quickly.
All right, so the police department has a good reputation. The sheriff is even keeled. You've heard me probably many times talk about how we need fewer police, better trained, better paid. You've also probably heard me sound like I was quite critical of some of the local police, the Ferguson situation, but you can find them anywhere. You look around, unfortunately, there's way too much of this stuff going on. But you're right. Oftentimes, because we've now grown into a world where we're seeing things firsthand or we're hearing things firsthand, experiencing them from the point of view of the person who's taken the video or gotten the audio, but you don't know the rest of the story, it's pretty easy. We become a very judgmental society. When I saw that, I was appalled. I don't know what was going on, why this young woman didn't want to get out of the class or why the officer was called into the class in the first place. Yeah, I've read a couple of things that suggest that she and somebody else that was sitting around, another young male in this class, were acting disrespectfully. And then, okay, so where does it go from there? How do you define disrespect? And, yeah, it's way too early, but you know as well as I do, Kevin. We're having a conversation with Kevin Cohen, who owns The Point, our radio station in Columbia, South Carolina, about this incident that has gone viral. You know as well as I do that people will be judgmental, judge, jury, executioner, whether the police officer should be fired. It does seem, though, on the surface, if you were a parent and your child had been handled like that, how would you react, even if you didn't know the rest of the story?
I'd be mortified. I mean, it was like a rag doll, so I can certainly understand the knee-jerk reaction, Doug. But, again, the thing that I just caution people is to understand there is a good 10 minutes to this incident before the incident itself, because it involved the teacher trying to get a student who would not give up her cell phone, who wouldn't get off her cell phone, things like that is what the allegation is. Yeah. And to the point where the teacher ordered the student to the office several times, she wouldn't get out of her desk. Then the administrator for the school came down, and then she still wouldn't get out of her desk. Then the school resource officer came down. So this was a good 10 minutes of incident that occurred before the video itself, which we only see 10 seconds of a school resource officer yanking a kid out of a desk. The incident itself was horrible, and I certainly concede that. But again, based on the reputation of Ben Fields, who is this officer, who's an award-winning school resource officer within the county of Richland County here, it's hard to say that he blew a gasket without a little being provoked. I don't know. I mean, does a school resource officer ever need to handle a student like that unless there's a weapon involved? I don't think so. So I think that therein lies the gray area that the sheriff's going to have to take a look at all these different videos. One thing that's interesting is how quickly, Doug, you see 3, 4, 5 different versions of this starting to appear virally. It's just incredible how quickly young people are today to grab those cameras and have them rolling at the first sign of trouble.
Well, the other side of it is what you've just said. If I may go to the next step in my mind or in my world, why are they? I was a teacher. If I had a classroom, now this is 35, 40 years ago that I was teaching, but if I had been confronted with the same sort of circumstance, I wouldn't let students bring one of these phones into class because they're so destructing. I'm sorry, so destructful. They're so distracting. You can't focus. You can't concentrate. You can't do the work. Everybody's got them. And they are a menace. I mean, in this case, maybe they are going to prove to be good. I think we ought to have more records so that you know, because there are some bad police officers and they need to be held accountable. whether this guy's one of those or not, doesn't sound like it. He's coach. Isn't he the weight training coach for the football team? Didn't I see that someplace?
Yeah. Right, yeah, he's heavily involved community-wise. But to your point, they've confronted this all over the country about students and their smartphones and in class. And most of the schools have a policy saying you can have your phone, you can have it at your desk, but the first time that you're using it or doing something on your phone during class means it's confiscated and taken down to the office and you don't get it until the end of the day. And then the second time, your parents have to come get it for you. So that's usually the policy in most schools, at least around here. But again, enforcement of that's pretty difficult these days.
Yeah, it is. But if that was something that was going on with this student and she completely disregarded, that's disrespectful and it's also disruptive in the classroom. So there's a lot more to be gleaned from this story. Maybe tomorrow morning, Kevin, at the same time, we'll have a little conversation with you if we have the ability to do it. I know you'll talk more about it later on this morning on your program On the Point. Thank you for giving us this time and bringing us up to date on the story. Appreciate it very much.
My pleasure. Thanks, Doug.
Take good care. Kevin Cohen, who's the manager and owner and the host of the program after this program On the Point in Columbia, South Carolina, about that viral video and what happened in that classroom with that student and the police officer. Dr. Jack Stockwell, next up here on Good Day.
It's National Orthodontic Health Month, and Halloween is coming, a challenging time for those in orthodontic treatment. But there are ways to have your cake and eat it, too. I'm Risa Jill Miller. With about 4 million U.S. kids and adults being treated, according to the American Association of Orthodontists, or AAO, how do you find treats that won't break brackets or ruin clear aligners? Dr. Morris Poole, orthodontist and AAO president, has some braces-saving tips.
Patients should say boo to any sticky Halloween treats like caramel, licorice, or taffy, and to hard foods like pretzels, nuts, taco chips, and popcorn. These can derail your braces or aligners.
So, doctor, what can kids and parents do?
Check out fun orthodontist-approved recipes online and stick with softer, melt-in-your-mouth treats. Patients of some AAO members may be able to swap their Halloween candy for a reward at a candy buyback event. A little planning will help patients reach their ultimate goal, a healthy, beautiful smile.
There are more spooky recipes at mylifemysmile.org, where you can also find AAO orthodontists near you.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yep.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
Dr. Jack Stockwell at 44 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jack is here, as he is a couple times a week usually, to go through some of the medical information, medical news, what he's doing at the Forbidden Doctor. He and his wife Mary put together these podcasts that now are heard by hundreds of thousands of people around the country and around the world. The reason people listen and keep coming back is because they are so good. They're full of sort of brain snacks, if you will. How do you like that? You can use
like
that, Jack. You like
that's
that?
Like that. And they're
brain
free.
Snacks. Yes, and
the
they're
brain
free.
Brain snacks are free.
Free! At ForbiddenDoctor.com. So what's this week's theme?
The seven things that you thought were bad for you that will save your life.
Really? I'm guessing that bacon's not one of those, and hot dogs.
Uncured. Uncured bacon, uncured hot dogs are okay. It's the stuff where they load them up with sodium nitrites, the stuff I've been saying for years on your show.
Yes, you have. Yep.
Stay away from processed meats.
The world today is waking up to a report that is not news to those of you who've been listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program for years. As Jack has suggested, the processed meats that raise the risk of colon cancer, stomach cancer, red meat that has come from animals that have been given injections to make them grow bigger, faster, chicken as well as beef. All of that stuff is what we've been talking about. This is nothing cutting. There's no cutting edge here. On this information. This is information we passed along for years and years and years. The crud, the crap, the garbage that you buy in a processed bag or box that comes from God knows where and has in it God knows what. But it tastes good. So we won't pay much attention to anything else other than the fact that it tastes good. And in the meantime, you're killing yourself. And that's basically what all of this drama is about today.
Well, mankind has managed to avoid starvation over the thousands of generations that have preceded us by eating animal products when they had to. But these were grass-pastured, they were wild in the forests, they were not loaded with antibiotics, not loaded with all kinds of the hormonal stuff.
They didn't come out of the spam plant.
They did not come out of the spam plant. And you and I have talked about this for years on this show. You stay away from that. If you're going to eat meat, it's got to be the way nature made it. Grass pastured, deep ocean fish, raw dairy, these kinds of foods that are the way Mother Nature made them. As soon as man gets a hold of them to get shelf life and mass production, look at the explosion of degenerative diseases we have in Western nations that indulge in those foods. I'm glad to see that announcement come out.
People 100 years ago didn't die of cancer. There was no cancer 100 years ago.
Heart disease never even showed up till the 1920s.
People were killed because they had things like TB, or they were killed because they were 98% of the people lived on the farm, they get killed in farm accidents.
Well, it was plumbing. It was plumbing to clean that stuff up.
Yeah.
When the public health laws came out in 1914, and all the plumbing that the city started to implement into their city structure, the diseases started to.
And every single one of these, this is the kind of stuff that the big ag or the big meat producers or these huge companies that are trying to control the source and supply of food, this is what they're creating. This is what they're feeding you. And this is what they want not to have you know. They don't want you to read labels. They don't want you to know where the food comes from because they just want to try to kill you so they can sell you. These same people are responsible for drugs, the world of drugs. If you look at I've said this 900 times, I've said it once. Look at the board of directors of some of the big agribusinesses, these big consortiums, and then chemical companies. Look at the board of directors on the big pharma side, and you'll see astonishingly many names that are the same, because what they're doing is creating a situation where they'll feed you stuff, try to eliminate everything that's good. That's what Monsanto wants to do. They're killing the family farm and family farmers by getting their people placed in various agencies in the government, the USDA, the FDA, and promulgating rules that put the little guys out of business, so that the only thing you're going to have is choice that comes from big.
That's one of the things I like talking about you with you on your show, Doug, is that you understand this stuff.
Yeah, I do understand. I see it every day with my farmer friends. All right, so along comes Jack, and not only his Forbidden Doctor podcast, which helps you understand a lot of these sorts of things, but Jack and his wife and their friend who is a compounder, a drug compounder, but that's not what this person does, compounds elements, an element compounder, came together to put the finishing touches on this long life energy enzyme package that you have. It includes lots of things. Yesterday morning, Meredith made sure that I had four of them. She takes four every day. I try to take a couple in the morning, sometimes a couple at night. These things are aimed at fixing a lot of the stuff that we talk about here. Blood sugar, what's in your gut, that sort of thing, enhancing your immune system. This is a way for you to have your body feel stronger, in a sense. And, I mean, I could go on about it, but it has a lot of powerful probiotics. You've had these on the market for, what, now 2 months, 3 months?
About 3 months, yes.
And all kinds of great testimonials that are coming in. You had one that I just saw, as a matter of fact, out of the corner of my eye. But there are a lot of them. What's the one that you cite?
Well, the latest one was this lady who says, she says, I now have the greatest feeling of well-being. My digestive problems are over, and I am no longer craving my caramel vanilla coffee at Starbucks.
Really?
Yeah, she'd have this big blast of sugar in the morning with her coffee. Yeah,
right.
She says, I don't even, not that I don't, it's not so much that I'm avoiding it. I don't even crave it anymore.
Well, if you think you ought to learn more about these, perhaps sign up for them. I know a lot of people who are in my circle who are, because they, first of all, believe what Jack says. He's the voice of authority when it comes to these things, and nothing that he says does anything but make sense. That's a double negative. If I translate it, everything Jack says makes sense. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com. You'll order the podcast. Then you can click on products and click on Long Life Energy Enzymes and use the code Doug for 10% off. But you can read all about all of these things on the website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. It's a genius that he has, or maybe it's Mary's genius.
Mary. It's always Mary.
Right, exactly. I know, I understand that.
Yes.
51 after. Jack, thank you for being here and good day.
All right.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Awesome is the word for Greg Stebbin, who is here in Tech Talk Time on Good Day at 53 after the hour. Our focus is, yes, on technology. Greg is the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. You might want to pick up a subscription for that. What I want to know is why you want the tech editor for Women's Health. Is there somebody? Is Mrs. Stebbin the technology editor for Women's Health Magazine?
Oh, no.
No?
No. She's very healthy, but she is not a magazine editor.
Really? I mean, you're very healthy, and you are technically astute. As we will hear in a moment, there's some interesting stuff that you may want to know. If you're familiar with Siri, if you're serious about Siri, you may want to know if you have an Apple, an iPad, an iPhone, an i-this, and an i-that, I guess you're okay. But if you don't, here's what you're up against. That story in a moment on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Well, I'm here to drink the coffee.
Morning, Dan. Hey, isn't it a little early for a Halloween costume?
Why, no. Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members millions of dollars in surprise points to use towards purchases on costumes and decorations.
Wow.
The scariest part? These points expire October 31st.
I should check my surprise points online.
Surprise points are good for in-store or online.
Yeah, here's your coffee. Hey, don't fight to live with your fangs.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
All right, let's get to this new information about Siri, who is becoming a little bit of a you-know-what. Apple Music listeners, listen up to Greg and his explanation as to why you can't get some info that you may be asking Siri about, especially when it comes to music.
Well, I would tell you, Doug, but my licensing agreement with Apple forbids me to answer this question unless you renew your subscription to Apple Music. So I'm just going to sit here quietly. I know the answer. I'm just not going to tell you what it is.
Really? That's so. Let's see if I can find some money here.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, now you're all set.
Subscription, all Apple Music subscription, all paid up. So it turns out that now that those three-month free Apple Music subscriptions are coming to an end, you have got a free three-month trial. It's coming to an end. Once it ends, if you ask Siri a music-related question like, what's the name of this song, or what are the top songs in the U.S., she'll tell you she knows the answer, but she won't give you the actual information. Why? Because you didn't renew your Apple Music subscription and pay up.
Bad.
Well, it is pretty bad. And actually, I want to point out that these voice-driven intelligence services are going to become more and more significant in our lives. Facebook just rolled something out. There's, of course, Google Now. Amazon has the Amazon Echo or Alexa. This is actually voice-driven intelligence like this is going to actually begin to pervade our lives the way the Internet has pervaded our lives. So this is a huge cash potential for Apple and a lot of other companies. Get used to this kind
of
stuff.
Not that they need the money or anything.
Oh, they need the money. They have stockholders.
Yes, they do. Do you see the movie about Jobs?
I haven't seen the new one.
Go see it.
Yeah?
Go see it. It's an interesting movie. Yeah.
Okay,
there's a site that lets you stream Broadway shows to all of your devices. This got to cost money, though. Is this a Netflix, Hulu sort of thing? What is this?
So it's based on a Netflix or a Hulu model. And as you said, it's, you know, if you love Broadway, now you can see
you
the shows.
You love Broadway like I love Broadway.
Oh, and we all love to hear Doug sing.
Oh, what a show. I should be on Broadway.
You should be on Broadway, you know. And if you go and buy a ticket, they'll let you go anywhere you want.
Yeah, right. Thank you. All right, so how does this... Is this expensive? Is it cheap? What's the story?
Well, it is a on-demand streaming service. So on-demand meaning you're going to pick and choose what you want to see. It's called Broadway HD, and it launches today.
Really?
Yep.
Broadway HD. Microsoft's new flagship U.S. retail store. First one opened in New York City, Fifth Avenue. What do you make of that? Why are they opening stores?
Well, they have been for the last few years, and it's clearly a shot fired at Apple.
Yeah, they have them in the mall where I go. That's right. Right next to the Apple store, as a matter of fact. Greg Stebbin here for your...
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.